This is Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos reporting from the newsroom in New York. And we are very much in the thick of some tech earnings this week. Hogging the buzz at this moment, Snap. The company posted a narrower-than-expected loss in the fourth quarter and prevented users from leaving Snapchat. Diving into a mixed bag of one of the more highly anticipated earnings reports this season after these tech headlines. And to check in real quick, Google parent Alphabet shows the cost of branching out. Alphabet's revenue grows 22%, but the company also saw costs rise outside its core online advertising business. Alphabet, with its tentacles stretching across the tech industry, has become central to a sector that has become a bellwether for the U.S. stock market. The business empire, formerly known as simply Google, includes the eponymous search engine as well as its closely watched YouTube division and high-profile Waymo self-driving car unit. Alphabet's report closes a mixed bag of year-end results for Silicon Valley tech giants, with international factors among the largest variables. Case in point, Apple's revenue and profit declined in part due to weakness in China, while Amazon warned that government restrictions in India could pinch its revenues there. Stay up to date with the very latest at wsj.com/tech, where you can catch up on a very busy week of tech earnings. The video chat app that wants to be more like Fortnite and less like Facebook, it's called House Party. This app has built a core audience using a strategy that is pretty much the opposite of its larger social media rivals. The founders want to focus on engagement between small groups of friends, not user growth and advertising. House Party now plans to add more games to the app and develop other offerings based on shared interests and experiences, like cooking, crafting, fitness, and homework. The idea is to be less like ad-supported models and more similar to video games like Fortnite, where users spend hours hanging out and making purchases that accentuate the experience. The effort kicked off last week when Ellen DeGeneres pulled out a smartphone and logged onto the House Party app to play the popular guessing game Heads Up. The Journal's Betsy Morris has more at WSJ.com. For Chinese startups, an economic slowdown is bringing a quote-unquote freezing winter. China's hard-charging tech sector, which has produced some of the world's hottest public companies and unicorn startups, is experiencing something different, a slowdown. An economic deceleration amid the trade fight with the U.S. is causing layoffs, as well as reducing bonuses and shrinking the easy venture funding that fueled China's thriving startup scene. While not yet a meltdown, especially for big established companies, for many startups and smaller firms, this is the worst they've ever seen. So much so that investors, entrepreneurs, and the media are calling it the Chinese internet's freezing winter. Coming up, Snap reports late Tuesday, diving into its better-than-expected earnings that show users aren't disappearing anymore. A recap after this. Snap posted record revenue in its latest quarter and narrowed its losses considerably. And apparently, the social media firm rode a boom in online advertising that inched it closer to profitability. Snap shares jumped immediately following the company's report late Tuesday. It said revenue rose 36% to $389.8 million in the fourth quarter. What does it all mean as the Snapchat parent goes up against behemoths like Alphabet and Facebook for a larger piece of that online advertising pie? Let's dig in. Joining us again, as he is our earnings expert, Rob Enderle of the Enderle Group, always available to talk earnings in a pinch at any time, and I'm grateful. Hi, Rob.
Thanks for having me.
So I'm guessing that this online ad machine that keeps the social media machines running along is still working. Is that really what came through for Snap?
Yeah, certainly. Revenue spiked. So they're still certainly still in the red overall, but it was a nice increase in overall revenue, and certainly makes it look like even if they're not out of the tunnel yet, at least they can see the light and it's not a train.
Right, and can we say the same for users? Are people still using Snapchat? User growth intact? Those wacky AR filters are still in use, I'm assuming.
Yeah, well, they are. So, but user growth is at least it looks to be solid. They don't seem to be on death watch anymore.
Okay.
So it was a good quarter for them. But if you look across the segment, pretty much everybody that made money off of ads, Facebook and Google come to mind. On the revenue side, were pretty much rock solid. Google had issues with regard to spending, but that had nothing to do with revenue engine, which continues to be the goose that lays the golden egg. So it's So advertisers continue to spend and spend pretty heavily with the social networks.
Right. And speaking of the rivals, you know, you mentioned Google and Facebook. Are there concerns about how, you know, Instagram and all these other players out there are starting to become a competitive force, and how Snap is ready to sort of combat against that?
Well, that's kind of where a lot of us were concerned about Snap, because of course Instagram and the others have rather substantial financial backing, and Snap for the most part kind of stands alone. So there was a concern that they would get overwhelmed, and that certainly doesn't appear to be the case this quarter. So overall, it's looking pretty good.
Snap has certainly had some management issues. There have been some executive departures as of late. Anything from management that is reassuring in terms of, you know, can we expect some stability, let's call it, and how important will that be going forward? It all starts at the top, as they say.
I think having some form of stability in the executive ranks will always be helpful for any company. At the end of the day, Snap's probably going to need to diversify, even though the chance they're going to get gobbled up by somebody is pretty low. They probably need to diversify out. So as the market waxes and wanes for social, they've got something to fall back on. Certainly that would be what I would be looking for, as well as the, you know, keeping those executive offices staffed with the same person for over a year.
All right. Sounds stable for now. We'll leave it at that. Rob Enderle, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
That is it for the Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos, reporting from the newsroom in New York. Thanks for listening.